Are you going to tell Norm about his book?
No, I want to wait till the picture, but I think Norm's been informed about this. I feel like the picture is necessary for the story.
All right.
But since we've put it out there, since you spoiled the segment.
Tease it for tomorrow.
I don't know if I'll get the email by then.
Oh, dear.
Make people...
What's going on around
you heard about this, didn't you, Norm? About the...
Does this involve Corby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A guy
have
sent
you
me
told
a
that story on the air?
No.
Well, tell the story.
Well, all I know
is... Is your email open?
Do
you know how to forward email, Norm?
I do, but it's in trash now.
You can
throw away the picture?
Get it.
Yeah, sure.
We'll check. See if it's still in the trash.
I don't want that.
He only saves... He saves the female pictures.
What is this?
All right, Mike, you ready for a story?
Yeah, I love stories.
So I'm walking through a generic office supply store this morning.
Oh, look at Bob.
And guy walks up to me and has a story, which is nice. But it's one of those stories where my mind was wandering a bit in the early stages.
So you're recognized by this guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had a story, and I don't know. I was just thinking about the show. Anyway, I wasn't totally locked in on the story at first.
And you over?
So when I say who this book was for, I might count on you, Norm, to remember what he said in the email. But he needed a book. Right. He needed a special gift for someone in his life.
Right.
I don't know if the guy's overseas or a soldier or off in college. I don't know. Anyway, he needed a book, and he thought, I need Norm's cowboy book. Greatest team ever.
Hmm? Classic.
Available at all bookstores. Hmm. So, anyway, he acquires Norm's book and finally finds it. I don't know if it's out of print, Norm, or if it's not stocked everywhere, but this guy found it at Half Price Books, which, you know, if you're in the market for a book.
Yeah, reading's so much fun at Half Price Books.
So he's all excited. He's got a book for this loved one in his life, a Norm book, and... He's getting ready to package it, but he thought he'd page through it a little bit. And on the inner title page, he sees an autograph. Nice autograph. Now it's a signed Norm book. I mean, you want to talk about the face value just shooting right up.
Right. Doubled up to 80 cents.
Well, this Norm autograph title page of his own book says, "To Corby, best wishes, Norm Hiskins."
Here it is. Corby sold your book. At Half Price Books is the point.
God.
Here it is.
You gave a book to each of us here at the station. Mine sits proudly in my office in a glass case.
Mine is on my coffee table in the front.
I even bought like a little spotlight to put on it.
Here it is. To the Cobra. Know how much I appreciate your friendship and the unique abilities you bring to the job. Hope you enjoy the book and the magic moments from this era. Norm Hiskins.
That's just not a quick to Corby.
No.
That's well thought out.
And Corby takes it right to Half Price Books for like $2.
20 cents. Yeah. No, 20 cents. He got that for 20 cents, Norm.
Maybe it was a different the Cobra.
Things have tightened up since we're owned by Cumin.
That's like the greatest story ever.
That is not right, Norm, and I apologize for Corby.
Could you forward that to me so I could put it on Twitter?
Sure. Hang on here. Now I X that out, and I go
and
down
now
here.
I press this mailing.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever forwarded an email before?
Oh, yeah, I forwarded, but see if I forward this one.
Would you watch a whole documentary on Norm learning how to use his email?
Okay, how do I forward this one, Bob? Do this one?
I think you go up to that arrow.
This thing up here?
I think
that button
forward. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, I can get it back. There you go.
Click it again.
Okay, and then
is this the internet?
Here. Now, is this?
Where's the web?
No. Collapse All.
What's that?
Collapse
How do
All?
I send
Why
the
would
web?
There be a button for
here,
Collapse
here,
All?
Here, go to this arrow down here.
This one?
Okay, so then...
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, forward.
Forward.
There you go.
Okay.
It's now been forwarded to everybody in his email.
Or into the uploading world on an iPad.
Send it to me there, yeah.
I've been informed on Twitter. You like Twitter, Bob?
I love Twitter.
Oh, boo. That's not right. Bye.
Singapore is a city in Indonesia.
It's a city-state. It's like... It's like, what's...
So you're not wrong.
What's the Vatican? A city-state?
Yes.
Look, I don't know where Singapore is, so... And where's Indonesia?
But when you thought for a split second
that
you were right and I was proven wrong, you did take it right to the air.
Yeah, you brought it up,
You are wrong.
Now I go up here and send.
Okay.
You're a jerk.
Then what country is it in, Dan?
There you are.
Indonesia.
That's a region, Dan.
What the hell is going on?
I might get corrected soon, but you don't have any idea.
It?
So that's the good
where
part about this argument. As long as no one
where
else gets involved. It's in Southwest Asia?
Think of...
South Central Asia?
Dan?
Yeah, dude.
It's like the Compton of Asia.
Dan, think of this, okay? You know where Los Angeles is.
That on the travel brochure?
I know where Los Angeles is, totally.
You know where the tip of South Africa is?
No.
Somewhere on that line is Indonesia. Okay.
The Compton of Asia.
And you think they're really proud of that? It's like the CPT.
Of Asia.
Right.
Now, where is Asia?
Oh, man.
It's where Europe runs out going
broadcasting
east.
Live from the
and he really has it.
Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.